Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is sectional championship night in the state of Indiana. Baseball sectionals all around the state claiming and crowning sectional champions tonight. And tonight here in sectional 63 at Ligoti, it is the Bar Reeves Vikings taking on the Ligoti Lions. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy. Going to be joined all night long by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jonathan Patrick Mullen.
Coach DeCourcy, deja vu all over again. It seems like we just left this place, and we left it with a sunburn. Today was a blazing hot day, and the bats for Bar Reeves were also on fire. 20 spots put up on the Cougars. No one could have predicted that. And they are here tonight because of it.
Yeah, it's a 20-8 victory this morning. Bar Reeves knocked off North Davies, not this morning, this afternoon. Ligoti started at 11 o'clock today. They knock off Vincennes Rivet 9-6 in the opener, and that sets up this rivalry rematch here in the championship game. Bar Reeves, a 7-5 winner over Ligoti in the season, but as we've learned throughout the full tournament, Johnny, that means, I would say it means very little. It doesn't mean even that. It means nothing right now.
Well, the results in the regular season mean nothing, and the records go out the window. We talked about the fact that North Davis was 18-10 coming in with the best record, and they go home in the semifinals. So you've got Ligoti-Bar Reeves, classic rivalry game here. Not too long ago, we were in JBA for that classic basketball sectional championship. Here we are at Les Page Field, another Bar Reeves Ligoti battle, and tough one to call, really. I mean, predictions are really hard to make whenever you get to a championship where both teams maybe are surprise winners today. I actually thought Rivet might knock Ligoti off this morning.
Yeah, so. If you would have told me this morning that McCain-Clay Combe would have been handed a sixth spot by his offense, you know, part of his doing, I would have thought they would have stood a very, very good shot at knocking off the Ligoti Lions. And by that same token, if you told me that you give Chris Reed and North Davies 8 runs, well, North Davies is going to win. And neither one of those things came to fruition here today. So the way it sets up, Ligoti probably with a little, you know, a more workable pitching situation. But, man, it's hard to ignore that 20 spot that the Vikings hung up earlier today. And they didn't do it against one pitcher. They did it against four pitchers. And there was no answer on the North Davies end.
You're right. Again, 20 runs is just remarkable. Considering that the North Davies pitchers, especially the top three guys, had been pretty good all season long in Chris Reed, T.K., Trey Knepp, and also the senior righty, Trey Smith. They even went to a freshman, Darren Honegger, late. And, of course, it was the long ball that ended the game early in the sixth inning. Give credit to the Viking hitters, namely Austin Ainsco, Nick Parsons with a big blast. Gladys helped himself. And then Isaac Wagler had a couple of big hits. So, you know, a two-run double, a three-run homer to send the Vikings home. You know, they didn't have much time to prepare or rest, probably just enough time to have something to eat, to lay down for just a little bit in the air conditioning. They had to be right back on the bus here, Coach.
Well, and I, you know, I certainly, you know, in a sense, that's advantaged Ligoti. But at the same time, Johnny, these kids, they played Saturdays. They played travel baseball. They played, you know, Bar E tournaments. They played, you know, different things where you're playing four games in a day sometime, and you're doing it in July. These kids have played all-nighters. I've thought this, and I'm not saying it to make myself feel better as a Viking supporter. I think the whole idea and concept of extra rest for high school kids is completely overrated.
Well, typically on the baseball travels scene where you're playing three and four games on a Saturday, mainly on Sunday, a couple cool games Saturday, and then three or four to win out, sometimes five on a Sunday. A lot of times it's the team that plays closest to the championship game that come out swinging the bats better because they just got off the field, and then they're immediately right back on the field. So that could be, perhaps, advantage Bar E.
Here tonight, a little bit of a, you know, kind of a, I don't know what you want to call it, just the joy of the tournament. Bar E obviously playing here at Ligoti, but the Vikings will be the home team here tonight.
And so, I guess on the scoreboard, there will be the Lions. Is that how that's?
I don't know.
The scoreboard actually reflects Guests and Lions.
Yeah.
But if Bar E's the home team, then it'll be interesting to see how they post the runs. I'm assuming the Lions will be posted as the Vikings.
And, you know, we should mention that the last two, the last two sectional champions are represented here tonight. Bar E, the 2016 sectional champion. And then we've already talked about it, 2017, Ligoti, they get a dominant Landon Bell performance a year ago tonight to knock off North Davies and win the sectional. Record-wise, it was an upset, but stuff-wise, you know, Landon Bell, clearly he was the best player in sectional last year.
He was, and I'm not sure there's a Landon Bell in this year's sectional championship, but a pitcher or two could surprise us. On the mound will be the junior Austin Ainsco for Bar E, who finished up the last inning in that semifinal, so he's got plenty of pitches left, I'm assuming. And interestingly, the Lions are going to go with a freshman in Brian Eckerly.
Brian Eckerly. Well, that's it's baptism by fire, but at this point of the year, can your defense make plays? And I think whoever does that the best tonight, probably going to be your sectional champion.
I would agree with you, Coach. Defense wins championships.
I've heard that before.
Yep.
So the Vikings trying to give Coach Joe Rademacher his second sectional championship in the 3 years that he has been back on the sideline as he resumed his Hall of Fame career. And starting lineup's going to be pretty much the same that they've been most of the season. Gage Wilson is going to start at shortstop, hit lead off. Cam Graber, he's next. He's going to be the left fielder hitting second. Gabe Gladish hitting third. He's going to play third base. Ainsco, the pitcher today, he's batting cleanup. And the designated hitter, Quentin Yoder, who's already had a big tournament here at Ligoti, he's batting fifth. Ross Neff is going to be the first baseman, and Quentin will be the designated hitter for him. And starting at second base, Logan Neff, Logan going to hit in the sixth spot. Caden Graber is going to start in center field. He's going to hit the seven hole. One of the heroes of the morning, Isaac Wagler. Isaac going to hit in the eighth spot. He is the catcher. And the ninth hitter, also one of the heroes this morning, out in right field, that's Nick Parsons. Nick with a big three-run bomb this morning. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout, and when we come back, starting lineups and the first pitch, back to Ligoti after this two-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington, Call 257-0950.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers qualify. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Lagodi, Austin Ainsco out getting ready to start his warm-up toss. This is Johnny Mullen.
Austin Ainsco may have had a 1-2-3 inning there in the top of the sixth for the Vikings. He does throw right over the top, and for a pitcher, that's a good thing as far as you're not going to put a whole lot of pressure on your elbow. I really don't know what kind of off-speed pitches he offers, as mainly the North Davies hitters were up there swinging, and he got three quick outs there in the top of the sixth, so he should be fully gassed and ready to go. And at the plate today, he was 4-5 and pounded the ball. Even on the out, he lined it right at center. So had a great afternoon. We'll see if he can continue that this evening.
Well, as you mentioned, Lagodi, they're going to be starting a freshman here tonight. And
they start three freshmen, and one of them will be on the mound. And, of course, the Wildman Twins. Also freshmen, one will be at second base, one will be in right field. So three freshman starters for this Lagodi team.
And what do we know about the freshman starter on the hill tonight for the Lagodi Lions?
Well, what I do know is that he's played plenty of travel ball for me and for some other guys down in DuBois County. So he has played in plenty of baseball games. He's done a lot of pitching over the course of his young career. I think he'll be around the plate. I don't think he's going to overwhelm anybody with his speed. Probably got a little bit of a breaking ball, but I think Barry needs to be patient, swing at good pitches, and if they loft it in the air, the ball might just fly out of here.
All right, and first batter getting ready to step in, John Mullen.
This is Nathaniel Hart, and Hart led off the game, Coach, this morning against Rebay with a bunt single, if you recall.
Yep.
So if I'm Gabe Gladys, the third baseman, I'm thinking I may need to charge.
Lagodi really put a lot of pressure on the Rebay catcher and third baseman here today. First pitch to Hart, going to be in for a strike. And
yeah, you're right.
That's something that I don't think they will be able to do as much to Isaac Wagler and Gabe Gladys.
I think Lagodi scored 9 runs directly because they were able to steal at just about any point on the catcher.
Next delivery from Ainsco, going to miss high. 1-1 the count.
Barbie also has a third baseman with a good glove. Reve lacked that, so that could make a difference as well.
Ames go.
There's the big bender.
Dave Bender, 12-6. Called strike 2, 1-2.
Little curveball there. Breaks in at the knees. Good pitch.
Austin Ames go. 1-2 offering. And it's going to not bend that time, and it's going to hit Hart. And a leadoff runner for Lagodi.
A little surprised to see a 1-2 curveball. You've just seen it and thrown it for a strike. And yeah, Nathaniel Hart just stood in there and let it hit him right in the helmet. So, leadoff runner on here. Jordan Wildman, one of the twins. Jordan Wildman, the second baseman here.
Jordan and Jalen. The dad probably, he's out.
Just, facing.
He's in the Mike DeCourcy volleyball walk somewhere.
Out facing, yeah. No doubt about it.
First pitch to Wildman, going to hit the outside corner. I thought that may have been a touch outside, Johnny.
Yeah, it was outside, but Scott DeMoss, home plate umpire, the crew chief, the number one. He don't mind giving that. We didn't see that strike called at all today.
No, we didn't for anybody.
Which had a lot to do with the fact that everybody had to be ready to hit pitches right down the middle. And they were ready.
And they were ready.
Jamie Wildman, mom, here's the athletic secretary here at Lagodi.
Yep.
Good person.
College friend of mine. Next one, Wildman going to bunt one over to third. Gladys going to pick it up.
Third.
And going to throw Wildman out, and there's going to be a double play as Ainsco got back to cover the bag, and they're going to throw Wildman out, and they're going to throw Hart out at third, and that was a good job by Austin Ainsgill of realizing the situation and retreating over to third base. And in a situation like that, that may have been an aggressive call by the Ligotti coach over there, because you got the runner in scoring position and you got what you wanted.
That's what you're trying to do, is just move the runner into scoring position. At the same time, Hart stopped at second when he could have easily turned and probably got to third. He stopped, hesitated, and that pitch is drilled to left field. That's Chris Jones in the DH spot, and that would have scored a run, coach. So, yeah, big out.
The Jones with a two-out double.
Wow. Big change of events there. That was a heck of a job by Ainsco getting over there to cover third base.
And Hart, he was out easily.
Yeah. The third base,
number 18, Max Blackwell. Max Blackwell, the cleanup hitter tonight for Ligotti.
Once again, Chris Jones with that double. Would have scored Hart.
First one in, another slow curve in for a strike.
Blackwell plays third base for these Lions. Big sophomore up there. Base open at first. Landon Harder in the fifth spot, coach. He was in the ninth spot earlier.
He was in the ninth spot earlier.
Had a nice game, so they move him up.
Next one going to be cut on and missed, so a two-strike count.
So big early double play here for Barr Reeve. See if Ainsco can get out of this mess unscathed.
Two-strike count coming to Blackwell. Going to miss off the outside corner, 1-2.
Nice breeze here, coach.
Amen.
We're not complaining about it. Cloud cover.
1-2, going to miss low and outside, 2-2. So bad today, I even got home, and my wife even kind of felt sorry for us. She didn't feel sorry for anybody.
And she worked outside all day long. So. Must be a lobster.
2-2 offering coming to Blackwell. Got him, strike three, swung through it, and that's going to do it. So at the end of the half inning on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Ligotti threatens, but they don't score. Barry's coming up back to Ligotti High School after this 90-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
Helena
you.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Davies County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
95.9 and 1580.
Well, back to Ligotti. Bottom of inning number one here, Johnny.
Vikings give up a hit by pitch and a double. And get out of that unscathed is a double play on a sack bunt. Kept Ligotti off the board. Barr Reeve coming off a six-run, six-inning to end that first contest. And now, just a couple of hours later, get a swing the bats again. This will be Gage Wilson, the shortstop.
Look over in right center field, right above the Ligotti scoreboard, that flag, which kind of blustered left to right today. Kind of just sitting there tonight.
The wind has certainly slowed down a little bit.
So Wilson into the box.
A little bit of a breeze blowing through here. Or is that our fans we got set up?
Maybe that. Yeah. First delivery to Gage. Going to miss outside. Ball one.
Freshman Brian Eckerly here. Sectional championship. Tough spot for a Frosh. He's a competitor.
Next one Going to miss outside, 2-0. Looks like Eckerly going to work out there on the corner, Sonny.
Trying to find that corner, staying away from this hitter.
So the 2-0 offering to Wilson. That's going to miss high, 3-0.
A little bit of nerves here.
Does it take till you can throw a strike here, Johnny, or what are we doing?
I think it's definitely taking 3-0.
Okay.
Of course, it was definitely take 1-0 to Isaac, and he had a two-run single earlier.
And that one's going to miss outside, so a four-pitch walk is going to put Gage Wilson on the base paths early. So, you know, should mention that, yes, the Lions were active on the base paths this morning, but Vincent Gervais not afraid to swipe a base either.
Sure. And so
we'll see how active the Vikings get.
Coach Rodemaker's not a Hall of Famer for nothing. He knows exactly what to do and when to do it. Strike on the outside corner.
Cam Graber next to hit. Cam played some third, some left field.
Cam had a two-run single on a hit and run today.
Yep.
First and third situation. A lot of times you get your batter to take that pitch so that you can get that runner down to second. He was swinging. I think it was a hit and run.
Yeah, opened up that hole very wide over there. 1-0 to Cam. Going to hit the outside corner. Called strike two.
Vikings going to have to check that outside. Both those pitches are right there on the black.
And that's kind of what Eckerly was trying to do against Wilson on the first at bat as well. Next one going to be swung on and missed. Strike three.
He hit his spot that time. That pitch was just off, but he had to swing at it.
So Gabe Gladish is next. Runner down at first. That's Gage Wilson. That's the second throw that Eckerly's made over there. So
trying to keep Wilson close. At some point, there'll be a stolen base situation.
And there goes Gage Wilson. And the throw going to be late, so Barrie with a runner in scoring position.
Picked a great time to steal. Got a curveball there. It was slow and it was low. So, runner in scoring position here for Gladish.
So Wilson down at second base now. 1-0 count. Let's see if Gabe can get a pitch to hit. Next one going to be low and outside, 2-0. Ainsco on deck.
Gladish, I believe, batting average-wise coming into this tournament was the Vikings' leading hitter.
Yeah, Gabe has had a good year. He's the batting average leader. Next offering to him. Third ball going to hit the outside corner, 2-1.
And again, those pitches are just off the plate, but close enough in high school baseball. This umpire's thinks it's a strike. It's a strike. And Barry's going to have to make some adjustments.
2-1 offering coming to Gladish. That's going to miss. 3-1. Let's see if Gladish gets a pitch to hit right here.
It may or may not with a base open. Over the middle of the plate or in, Gladish is liable to pull one for a base hit here.
And that one going to hit the outside corner. Gladish swings through it.
Pretty pitch.
3-2.
Those pitches are pretty much impossible to hit. He hasn't come inside one time.
Not once. 3-2 offering coming to Gladish. And that one going to miss outside.
Yep.
So Gladish works a long walk, Johnny.
I'm not going to lie. That pitch has been called a strike a couple of times, but it was off the plate. And that's a legitimate walk. Cody fans didn't care for it.
Bring Ainsco to the plate. Austin, as you mentioned, 4-for-5 earlier today. First delivery to him, low and outside.
So, actually, with two walks here. And a strikeout.
Quentin Yoder over on deck. 1-0 offering headed into Ainsco. That one's going to hit the outside corner. It's called strike one.
A pitch to hit for a 6-4 kid.
And it's going to swing through the next one, 1-2. So pitcher against pitcher right here.
Hitter waiting on deck. Channel 10 here, getting a little footage. Gage Wilson trying to coax a balk there. Broke like he was going to steal third.
Lanes go back. 1-2 offering, going to miss outside. And that ball's going to be launched into center on the overthrow. And it gets by everybody. And here comes Gage Wilson around to score. Ainsco headed, or Gage Gladish headed to third. He's safe. And an error on the Ligoti catcher is going to give the Vikings
and the center fielder
an early 1-0 lead.
Two errors there. Throwing error and then a fielding error. That was a break for the Vikings. Wilson got hung out in between second and third, scrambled back to second. Logan Jacobs fired one into center field. Center fielder couldn't play it either. I think that's two errors, Coach.
Yeah, I would say it. I mean, it got by. Now Jacobs having some
leg issues.
Catcher gear issues here, perhaps. I don't know. Or is it a calf injury, Johnny?
Not sure.
I can't tell.
The count right, 1-2. That was a ball for sure.
Yeah, I think it should be 2-2.
Okay.
So, Coach Scott Arthur out. Working with his catcher. Now he's strapping back up here. So Vikings strike first here, Johnny, but it'd be nice if they could get one more.
Yeah, without the benefit of a ball hitting a bat, as Gage Wilson walked, stole second, came around on the overthrow. Gabe Gladish at third base. He went down to second on the overthrow and then got all the way to third when the ball skipped past the center fielder. So Austin Ainsco here with a chance to help himself. It's 2-2.
Yep.
Gladish at third, one out. Ball in play, probably scores a run here, Coach.
Next pitch, going to miss high, 3-2. Full count.
He's showing 2-2. I don't know.
Maybe it is. Next offering to Ainsco. Going to be lined right back at the pitcher. And that's another hard-hit baseball by Austin Ainsco.
That wasn't a soft liner. That was a hard liner. Heck of a job by Eckerly to steal his position.
Wow. So that'll bring Quentin Yoder to the plate.
That strikes 80% of the pitchers.
So Quentin. Next, going to take a curveball, strike one.
So an unearned run at this point. Gladish 90 feet away, curveball in the dirt, skips pass. Chance.
Next one going to hit the outside black area, strike two.
Yeah, a little bit off the plate. Yoder's going to have to protect here, probably get an 0-2 curveball off the plate.
Wow.
That pitch. Closest strike we've seen.
I thought he was getting ready to do the slow ring up.
Yeah.
Wow. 1-2.
Yeah.
See if the Vikings can come through here. That one going to miss outside, 2-2. Logan Knepp over on deck.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Yoder comes through. It could be two runs.
That one going to be bounce pass.
There it is.
Ball's going to get past Gabe Gladish into score. 2-0 Bari.
Yep. beat McGladish.
And a good read, because that ball, it did a nice bounce back to Jacobs. But by that time, Gabe was already almost on top of the dish at home.
You know, that 1-2 pitch was probably strike three. You don't get that run, but you don't get the call. Blue's not going to change the call.
And Quentin going to pop the next one up. That is a high major league pop-up.
And
second baseman Wildman going to range back, make the play. That's going to do it. Barrie does strike first here at the end of one complete on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. Vikings 2, Ligoti nothing. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Waterworld of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Ligoti, Landon Harder leads off for the Lions here, Johnny.
Landon Harder, the sophomore shortstop, hitting fifth tonight after batting ninth this morning. He had a nice game. A couple of walks, base hits, scored three runs.
First delivery to him, in for a strike. Next one, slow curve, going to miss on the outside corner. So 1-1.
Harder's got the strongest arm on the team, but he's battled some elbow issues. Thought we might see him on the hill, but are keeping him at short.
Next one going to be bounced in, 2-1.
Hits from the left side, throws right. How about Ames' coach shot right back at the,
hardest hit ball of the evening.
Is he seeing the ball well or not?
Next one going to hit the inside corner, 2-2 on Landon Harder. Offering. That one going to be bounced back up the middle. Going to be knocked down, but Harder going to reach on the single. So a leadoff single for Ligoti.
And field hit for Harder. He's capable of stealing a base. Brian Eckerly, the freshman pitcher at the plate, might be asked to bunt for sure. The bunt worked in the first inning for Ligoti, but base running did not.
There's the bunt opportunity. Pitch high. So 1-0 on Eckerly.
Father and grandfather here just to our right, Jeff Eckerly and Grandpa. Eckerly. Jeff, a nervous wreck, as any dad would be if their freshman son was on the mound, right, Coach?
Amen. Ains go. That one going to be popped into center. Caden Graver in. Routine play makes it. And no bunt right there for the Lions.
Wyatt Crane, who got today's pitching victory for Ligoti. Hits to the plate, playing left field this evening. Crane and Junior.
Crane with a big hit this morning that kind of gave him a little separation. It went from 5-4 to 7-4. The Lion fans could breathe a little easier.
Right about that. Big two-out hit for Crane.
He's still really paying attention to Landon Harder over at first base. He's thrown over there a couple of times. First pitch going to be high. 1-0.
So Ames Coe and Isaac Wagler, his battery mate, juniors.
Next one's going to be fouled off, out of play, over on the tennis court side.
Rick Graves Tennis Complex. Rick retired. I think they got to go to work tomorrow, though, so I guess tomorrow would be his last official day.
Okay. That one's going to be tap foul, 1-2. So we'll go to your teacher day tomorrow?
Evidently. Evidently the teachers have to work tomorrow. That would go to Rick and Betsy Graves both retiring. Betsy for the second time. Wish them well. Strong Ligoti teachers.
1-2 offering. That one going to be fouled out of play. Yes, they both certainly are.
Rick, of course, taught art, and kids enjoy art at most schools. And also won over 500 matches on the tennis courts on the girls and boys side.
So, it's a lot of winning.
It's a lot of tennis when you can only play 18 or 20 matches a year.
Next one, slow curve, going to miss high, 2-2.
You and your wife know something about 500-plus wins.
She's got it. Next one going to be fouled off, so a little battle going on here. Wyatt Crane and Austin Ainsco.
You could hold that 8th grade class back a few more years. You could get 500.
I might get there in a hurry.
Yeah. Mr. Ash may have to beef up the schedule a little bit. Add some games.
We just need more games.
Add some games. You only played about 12 this year.
Next one, slow curve, going to miss high.
In a season where you could have gone 40-0, you only went like 14-0 or something silliness. Trying to hold your win totals down, aren't you?
I know. Trying to keep me down. Full count offering coming from Ainsco, and it's going to miss. So a walk is going to put Ligoti runners at first and second, Johnny.
Wyatt Crane walk. And Ainsco's usually around the plate. Struggled a little bit there facing Crane. And now he's got a lefty here to face, and that's not always easy. So Ainsco's going to battle Sebastian Toy. Two runners on and one out. Jalen Wildman on deck.
First pitch to Toy, going to miss high, 1-0. Next one going to be lined into right field, and the right fielder going to overrun it. There's going to be a play at the plate, and it's going to be late. And it's 2-1 now, and a runner down at third base.
An RBI base hit or a bobble and right.
Hey. I'm going to call it an error on the right fielder.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. If he'd have come up with that cleanly, the runner would not have been able to score. So the Lions on the board.
Coach Rodemaker out to talk to Ames Co. What's the message right here, Johnny?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, Coach Rodemaker doesn't have a whole lot of arms to turn to, so he's going to have to settle his junior variety down. He's still got a lead 2-1. Also, probably to talk a little bit about the first and third situation. And Jalen Wildman at the plate, he has the ability to lay a squeeze down, a safety squeeze. The Lions might try a double steal, so Coach Rodemaker probably went over all those scenarios, but mainly he needs that. Junior riding to throw strikes.
First delivery to Wildman, going to be in for a strike. We have not seen, you talk about Viking pitching options. We've not seen Cam Graver. Say he's next in line. As we mentioned, Gladish with a handful of pitches left. You got Trent Berry out there. You've got you know, some options to turn to. That ball going to be bounced to short, and they're only going to be able to get one as the hard-hit ball is going to be dropped for just a second by Wilson. That's going to score a second Ligoti run, and we're now tied at two.
RBI ground out. Fielder's choice, Jalen reaches. Yeah, back to two all here. As you mentioned, the ball was hit hard enough that Wilson just kind of fumbled enough. Going to be one of those games, Coach.
We are at the top of the order here, Johnny. Is that where we're at?
I've got Nathaniel Hart, the leadoff hitter here. Hart led off with the OHBP.
So tied at two now, top of the second. First pitch to Hart, going to be fouled off. Ligoti comes in tonight, 14-11. Vikings, 15-9.
The Lions have used a couple of hits here and a couple of breaks. Score two and tie this game up.
Next one going to be bounced in, 1-1.
Vikings got their two without the benefit of a hit. They used two walks and a couple of errors to move their runners around, and also a wild pitch that allowed Gladish to score.
1-1. Austin really trying to keep an eye on Wildman over at first base. Next one going to be fouled back.
If I was a betting man, Jalen Wildman is trying to steal a base here, Coach.
So 1-2 on Hart. And they're going to ring Hart up. And
wow.
That's kind of a delayed call right there, Johnny. I thought that ball may have been low, but that's going to do it, and the Vikings get out of it. But Ligoti strikes back here in the top of the second on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 2, Lions 2, back to the bottom of the second after this 90-second timeout.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of inning number two, Johnny. It's Logan Knapp.
Logan
leading
Knapp
off.
Yeah.
First pitch going to be tap foul.
Eckerly continues to pound that outside corner.
Next one going to be bounce low. If you're a Viking coach or player, what types of adjustments do you make as you go through an order for the second time?
Well, if it continues to hit that spot, you climb up on the plate and you shoot that ball to right field, knowing that you're probably not going to get a pitch to pull.
1-1 now on Logan. That one going to be lined, and it's going to get over the head of Harder. And
Viking first hit.
That ball was well struck, but the elevation on it wasn't high, but it was just high enough to get over the glove of Landon Harder.
Coach, that was really the first pitch that Eckerle's come in on, and he left it over the plate, and that's what happened. I think he probably got a scouting report from Coach McNabb. Don't throw it down the middle or Barry will crush it.
That's going to bring Caden Graber to the plate. And he's going to bounce one, shortstop. That's going to be tailor-made, and it's going to get past the first baseman, but Caden would have beat it out anyway, so lead runner is going to be cut down right there, Johnny.
Yep. Caden Graber safe on a fielder's choice. First pitch swinging. What do you think about the location of that pitch? I couldn't tell.
Hey, it was off. It was not over the outer half of the plate, but it was down. Isaac Wagler, the 8 hitter for the Vikings.
Isaac Wagler with a 5 RBI afternoon. And if I recall, just actually took one deep. With the bases loaded, and it was a long fly ball out. You remember that one?
It
was at deep center?
Yeah, deep center. Yeah, kind of just carried and carried. He ended up near the wall. First pitch to Isaac, going to be outside. Next offering, going to hit the outside corner. Called. Strike one, 1-1 on Isaac. And the next one going to be floated into the gap.
Hit and run.
The hit and run is on. And Caden Graber going to end at third base. So Barry with another scoring position here in the bottom of inning number two. And that's going to bring Nick Parsons to the plate.
It is. Nice step, Isaac Wagler on the hit and run. Caden Graber all the way to third. Of course, that ball's not hit quite as hard. Double play opportunity. So
could have been, but
nonetheless, it works out for the Vikings.
So Parsons.
Parsons has a 3-run homer on the day.
First delivery to him going to be outside. And good heads-up base running. Isaac Wagler going to take second base. Going to get the Vikings out of the double play scenario, put two runners in scoring position.
Well, if I haven't said it before, Isaac Wagler is very heads-up on the bases. Excellent base runner.
First pitch going to be swung on by Parsons.
Not just for that reason, but a couple of things he did on the bases this afternoon really helped his team.
Parsons going to bounce one, and there is going to be a play at the plate. And there's going to be a strike him out, throw him out, as Barreed runs themselves out of an inning. As Isaac Wagler going to be thrown out at third, Caden Graber going to be thrown out at home, and two innings, and each team turns a double play. We're going to the top of
How
the third.
How about that? Wow.
Going to the top of the third on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Ligoti snuffs out the Viking rally, and it's 2-2. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the top of inning number three, Johnny, and that was some shoddy base running going both directions.
Yeah.
And Barrie's going to run themselves out of an inning.
Double play on the base pass.
Neither play really of the bang-bang variety.
Yeah. Breeze settling in here, Coach. Jordan Wildman at the plate.
Needs goes first delivery to Wildman. Going to be out back.
I'll be picking up a little bit of that breeze on the radio. We were just talking an inning ago about the flag remaining still, but
it ain't still now.
No, wind blowing directly out the right field. Just in the past minute or so.
Wildman going to foul another one out of play, 0-2 on him.
95.9. Got all kinds of requests to listen to us. Find us on your dial.
And Wildman going to strike out. Low fastball going to get him. One up, one down here in the bottom of the third.
Nice pitch by Ingsco there to get Wildman. This is Chris Jones. He doubled earlier.
And Jones kind of doubled after Ligoti had ran themselves out of the first inning.
Yeah, you're right.
Ran themselves into a double play. Jones doubled right after that. And that was going to be...
The wind took that one.
And that's going to be in the right center field gap. And ball's going to be up against the wall. Jones is going to stop at second base. He was thinking about rounding that corner and heading for third.
Coach Carroll gave it a second thought if he had a runner thrown out earlier, so he just stopped Jones at second, his second double.
The third baseman, Blackwell.
So Blackwell next to hit.
Sophomore on the base pass, sophomore at the plate.
First pitch to Blackwell going to be bounced in.
One down here, top of the third.
And quickly a two-ball count on Blackwell.
Base open here. Landon Harder, the sophomore shortstop, on deck.
And that one's going to be lifted into left center field. Caden Graber over, makes the play, and throws it on to his cutoff man. So that's the second out. That'll bring Harder to the plate.
The shortstop, Landon Harder.
Base hit and run scored for Harder back in the second inning. On the scoreboard, Coach, the guests are the Lions, and the Lions are the Vikings.
Got that at home?
C squared plus P squared equals C squared.
First delivery to Harder going to be bounced in. 1-0.
Last score update we had was Hatchet 3, Gibson Southern 2, in the 3A section over at Lincoln.
And next one is going to get inside and hit Landon Harder on the elbow. That's going to bring Eckerly back to the plate.
Eckerly flew out to center field. Has a chance to help himself here with two.
So runners at first and second. Two outs here, top of the third. We're tied at two.
Wind blowing directly to right field. Wyatt Crane awaits on deck.
First delivery going to be bounced over. Gabe Gladish going to pick it up, and he's going to beat everybody to the bag, and that's going to do it. So Haynesco walks around a double and a hit batter. We're going to the bottom of the third on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. Vikings and Lions tied at two. Back to Ligonier after this 90-second timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
My name is Aaron Sanders. Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligonier.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff. Great people, their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of the third, Johnny.
Jason Wilson here, the leadoff hitter.
It is 1, 2, and 3 in the Viking order.
Paige Walton scored. The Vikes put up 2 in the bottom of the first.
And the first delivery to Gage is going to be fouled back and out of play.
Coach, we don't want to revisit the bottom of the second with the double play. That was an opportunity missed for the Vikings on the base pass.
So an 0-1 count. Next one going to be bounced in, 1-1. Now the only good takeaway is each team has ran themselves out of an inning now. I think you're all square in that department,
yeah,
and all,
even, right?
All square on the scoreboard. 1-1, going to miss high. 2-1 to Gage Wilson. Cam Graber on deck.
Wilson, the shortstop.
Next one over but low, 3-1.
It's a little bit low, huh?
And Wilson going to bounce a 3-1 pitch through the third baseman, a shortstop, and a leadoff single for Bar East.
Cam Graber, the senior, has a chance to redeem himself. He went down swinging, I believe, in inning number one, took a couple of pitches on the outside corner and had to swing at the third one. Beckerly starting to, his ball is starting to find the zone a little bit more here. It's hard to pound that strike zone for 7 innings.
Eckerly going to make a toss over to the first baseman, trying to keep Gage Wilson right there on the bag. Cam Graber going to foul one back and out of play. 1 strike count on him.
Number 23, Gabriel Gladish. Retrieves that foul ball in front of us.
Another throw over to first. He's trying to keep Wilson close enough to prevent a steal. Next one, Cam going to bounce one down to the first baseman. He's going to pick it up and step on first, but there was a steal on, and Wilson going to trot into second base.
So Cam moves the runner over to second. Puts Gladish at the plate. excitement in the stands?
Evidently. Who knows?
Yeah.
First one to Gladish going to miss outside. 1-0.
Got a bar reef teacher on the Ligoti side.
That's Mrs. Susan Jacobs.
Huh.
Next, we're going to hit the outside corner. 1-1 on Gabe.
Her son's a sophomore catcher here for the Lions.
Behind the plate here tonight.
Logan Jacobs.
Next one going to miss outside. 2-1.
Pitch just off. Everybody wants the outside corner, Coach.
Everybody wants it. 2-1. And that's going to hit the outside corner, 2-2.
Neither side locks it. Oh, boy. That coach, I talked about just climbing up on the plate and shooting the ball to right. What you're going to have to do with that pitch.
And another liner, and the pitcher going to drop it. And it was a tailor-made double play. Because Wilson was halfway in between second and third, and he is lucky to get back to the bag.
All I can say is, dude, I mean, that was a laser. That's protect your face. And he did.
And he did. So that'll bring Ainscoe to the plate.
Is that a 1-3 put out, I guess?
1-3.
Wow.
Runner down at second, 2 outs.
Good position. That's what he's doing.
First one going to miss high to Austin.
That pitch to Gladish was right down the middle, and Gladish went right back up the middle with it. Eagerly lucky to not be beheaded there. Holy cow.
Next one, Ains goes. He's going to offer at it, 1-1. One coming to Austin Ainscoe. Bottom of the third. We're tied at 2 here. Lions and Vikings. Next one going to miss outside. 2-1 on Ainscoe. One offering, and that one going to be bounced back to the pitcher, and he's going to toss it on the first, and that's going to do it. So Vikings strand a leadoff walk, and at the end of three complete on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Vikings and Lions tied at 2, back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details.
You rent a house or an apartment. Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington. Your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Ligoti, top of the fourth. Ligoti back to the plate, Johnny.
Wyatt Crane here number seven, so 7, 8, 9 for Ainsco here in the top of the fourth. The Lions, again, the visitors here tonight. And excellent job by Eckerly of fielding position there in the bottom of the third, Coach.
Yeah, two comebackers sharply hit. There's delivery to Crane, going to be high, 1-0.
Crane walked and scored.
Next one going to be popped out of play.
Top of the second, so he's responsible for one of the two line runs. He and Landon Arger.
One offering, going to be bounced over. Second baseman Logan Knepp going to pick it, and he's going to beat Crane by a half step. And Logan had to go to his right, kind of knocked it down, threw him out just in time, one out.
Nice play by Logan Knepp. Hurt from his knees.
Sebastian Toy, the Lion first baseman, next to hit.
Toy had a base hit.
First pitch in for a strike. 2-2 here, top of the fourth. Lions and Vikings. That one going to be bounced foul. Nice play by Coach Scott Arthur down there in the first base box.
Showing extreme athleticism is my neighbor.
Got a good human being, period. End of story.
All you need to say. Good guy.
So an 0-2 count on Sebastian Toy. Next one from Ainsco. That one going to be poked, and it's going to be fair. And Toy going to try to stretch it into a double, and he is going to be in there safe. And there's a little bit of hesitation by Toy going around first base. And then he just kind of turned on the afterburners.
I thought it was a heck of a play for Parsons just to cut that off.
Jalen Wildman next to hit.
Toy 2-for-2 now.
First one, Wildman going to miss outside, 1-0.
Aggressive base running allowed him to get the second. This is Jalen Wildman.
That one going to be fouled back, 1-1.
Well, that pitch to Toy, that it was an 0-2 pitch, just kind of hung up there. Like a curveball that kind of didn't break. Freshman Jalen Wildman looking to move a runner.
Going to miss high on his next pitch, 2-1. Now we're going to miss low, 3-1.
I wonder if Ainsco's firing a little bit here. There is a base open.
Now we're going to be fouled out of play, so a full count. Full count offering, headed into Wildman. Going to be swung on and missed. Good pitch. Down and away by Ainsco.
Excellent pitch.
But close enough to where Wildman had to swing. That's going to be the second out.
Four strikeouts now for Ainsco.
The center fielder, not Danielle Hart.
One of those was Hart back in the second, to end the second inning.
So the leadoff hitter for Ligoti back up here, top of the fourth.
Hartley on a hit by pitch, and he struck out looking. Lions roll the order over for the second time.
First delivery to Hart, going to be popped into shallow center.
and it's going to fall. And it just fell in between everybody. And it's now a 3-2 Ligoti lead, Johnny.
What looked like off the bat a catchable ball just fell in between second baseman and the center fielder. Center fielder was playing deep. With the wind blowing out, you don't blame him. But a bloop hit puts the Lions in the lead.
So 3-2 Ligoti now.
Hart's a stolen base threat over there. Ainsco with a nice move, just about picked him off. Jordan Wildman at the plate. He struck out in his last at bat.
A couple throws over there by Austin Ainsco. That one going to be fouled out of play this time on the pitch to Wildman. 0-1.
Designated hitter Chris Jones is on deck. Jones has two doubles.
Wildman going to cut it a high fastball there, 0-2.
That's right, that's what gave you three.
Probably a good time for Hart to try and swipe second.
Next offering, going to be fouled back. And the stolen base attempt was on, Johnny.
Two outs, two strikes. Just about every third base coach will send a runner.
Next one going to be high. Field attempt, and it's going to get into center field, but it's going to be backed up. And the throw from Isaac Wagler down to second was just a little low, but that ball had Hart beat down there. So yeah, the throw was raised, he would have been out.
So runner in scoring position for the Lions, 1-2. Ainsco needs to focus on the batter here.
That ball going to be lined to the left. They're going to try to score the runner. It's going to be a play at the plate, and he is out. And good play by the left fielder to cut down that runner. Ligoti does get the lead. But a big defensive play right there by Barreve, and that's going to leave it right where it is at the end of 3.5 on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. It is 3-2 Ligoti, back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barreve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
J.J.'s Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. J.J.'s is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give J.J.'s Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. J.J.'s Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
The Generals, 95.9 and 1580.
back to Les Page Field here. The Lions go on top in the top of the fourth. They score one. Cameron Graber limits the damage as he guns out Nathaniel Hart at home. And Hart looked like he tried to kick Isaac Wagler there at the plate, but Wagler flat the tag. And nonetheless, it's 3-2 Ligoti here with Quentin Yoder leading off in the bottom of the fourth, Coach.
1-1 count on Quentin. Quentin Yoder, you got Logan Neff over on deck.
Thoughts on that play at home?
He was out.
Yeah.
With a karate kick to the face. Next one going to miss outside, 2-1.
So, 1-1 count here. Actually, 2-1 as that ball skips back to the concrete facade here behind home plate. Quentin Yoder, the big junior, 3-1 now. Ball gets away from Jacobs. Valiant effort here by the freshman Brian Eckerly on the mound for Ligoti. He is 3-2. Yoder's worked a 3-1 count here, leading off the bottom of the fourth.
That one gonna hit the outside corner, 3-2.
Logan Nett, second baseman, awaits on deck. Full count pitch here from Eckerly on its way.
And we're going to be tap foul. Quentin going to get a piece.
Nice job by Quentin to foul that pitch off. That was a tough pitch. Wind blowing out to right here.
And we're going to be swung on and missed. Strike three. One up, one down.
Would that have been ball four, Coach?
It would have been close.
Okay. Close enough to swing at anyway.
So Logan Knepp is next to hit.
Knepp with a base hit. Back in the second.
First offering to him going to be bounced in, 1-0. Vikings just need to compile some base runners again. They've not only ran themselves out of an inning, but maybe swung at a couple questionable pitches.
Well, they've yet to hit the ball to right field, which is what I've been waiting on as far as from an offensive standpoint. They've got to hit it where it's pitched.
Next one going to miss high, 2-0 on Logan.
Freshman continues to find that outside corner.
Third offering going to be bounced in, so a 3-0 count on Logan.
This is the 3-0 tech situation for Logan. Caden Graber on deck. Caden swung at a first pitch earlier. Caden might want to see a pitch also.
All right, we're going to hit the outside corner, 3-1. That one going to miss outside, so there's your Viking base runner, Logan Neff. Down to first, Caden Graber going to step in. Isaac Wagler over on deck.
Options here for Caden Graber. I would think maybe seeing a pitch, but he might be giving the bunt sign. Hit and run wouldn't be out of the question. Isaac Wagler on deck.
And there is the bunt. It's going to get past the pitcher, and it's going to be basically almost a swinging bunt, Johnny. As the pitcher, it looked like kind of fell off the mound to the first base side, and it's going to go
bunt
right
hit.
Yeah, right through where he would have been if he fell off on the third base side. So first and second for Isaac Wagler now.
So you ask for a sack bunt, and you get a bunt hit. Isaac Wagler had a base hit back in the second for the double play on the base pass.
Well, Isaac, first delivery to him, going to be bounced in. 1-0. Next one outside and low, 2-0 on Isaac.
Real good time for Coach Arthur to visit his freshman pitcher, I think.
So let's go, Arthur, see if it's just a pitcher-coach meeting or if it's a looks like it's just going to be the battery and Coach Arthur here, Johnny.
Yeah, and maybe Coach Arthur noticed something that Eckerly is not doing that he had been doing. Been a little bit wild the past couple of hitters. And he might just be wearing down a little bit. Isaac Wagler is hoping for a pitch over the plate, something he can drive. He had a pitch to drive this afternoon.
So 2-0, is Isaac still in a take until he throws one mode?
I don't know here. 2-0 groove ball, you might be ready to drill it.
And
that wasn't your 2-0 groove.
It was maybe a strike. Isaac swings through at 2-1.
Definitely not the pitch he wanted to swing at.
Next one going to be fouled off, so suddenly it's a 2-2 count.
Tough to pull the pitches when they're hitting the outside corner. Waiting for Eckerly to make a mistake at some point.
That ball going to be bounced in front. And Jacob's going to throw, and it's going to hit Isaac Wagler, and there's going to be a runner score. And a throwing error. It's going to hit Isaac as he's charging down to first base. And there is a...
Well, they're going to discuss whether or not Isaac was in the baseline or not. There's a running lane down there.
Yeah, and that's what the umpire, I think, appears to be telling the coach.
I know what Coach Arthur is wanting there, but I know Scott DeMoss is not going to change his call. Isaac was in a fair running position. He was in foul territory, in other words. He was in the running lanes, which extend into the foul territory.
Explain the running lane, Johnny.
Well, if a runner is in fair territory hustling down first base and that throw is made, it's runner's interference. Runners would have to go back. As long as within the lane in foul territory and the ball hits him, everybody's safe. So I don't know what they're talking about now. All three of them are going to talk. I felt like Isaac Wagler was within the running lanes.
He is safe, and we are tied at 3.
The throw sailed. Jacobs' throw sailed. Hit Wagler in the helmet. Wagler was indeed in the right place.
So that's going to bring Nick Parsons to the plate.
Hello,
Travis Madison.
The Bar Eve contingent a little fired up. Travis knows a little something about playing catcher.
So Isaac down at first. And Parsons going to pop one into right. Let's see if it's deep enough to give Bar Eve the lead. Catch is going to be made. Here is the play. At the plate, it is out of the baseline, and it's going to be a 4-3 Viking lead. Caden Graver is going to score, and Isaac Wagler takes second base.
So a couple of breaks go Barry's way. The error on the catcher, the throw gets away, and that's Jalen Wildman out in right field, and his throw was up the line. We're going to have to break up the fight here, Coach.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yeah.
That's going to roll the order over for Bar Eve. Gage Wilson next.
And meanwhile, Isaac Wagler moves up to second base, right?
Yep.
Wild throw home.
And Wilson going to punch one out into right field.
No, they're going to test it.
And they're going to try to make the play at home, and Isaac Wagler is going to score standing up. And it is 5-3. And you saw that hole open up because Isaac was just jockeying back and forth on second base, and it opened up a big hole over on the right field side for Wilson. And that was just great hitting on Gage Wilson's part.
Great two-out hit there. Go in that direction, Coach. We talked about it. And finally, a barrier hitter punches it to right.
So that'll bring Cameron Graber to the plate. Wilson down at first. And Wilson going to try to steal. And that throw going to be out into center. And Wilson now going to try to get down to third. And Wilson stumbled coming out of second base, and he's going to be thrown out at third. And I don't know what Joe Rademacher's asking for over there.
He thought the tag was on the feet. And meanwhile, Gage got his hands in there. Wow, if he doesn't slide a second, he could have walked to third.
Yep. But that's going to do it here in the bottom of the fourth. Vikings strike three times, and at the end of four complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 5-3, Bar Eve now on top by a pair. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes a 160-guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Number three.
Back at Ligoti, top of the fifth here, Johnny.
The Vikings get three there with the aid of a couple of throwing errors. And Chris Jones at the plate here for Ligoti.
And the first one from Jones off the bat, well struck into the gap. And it's going to bounce off the wall, and that's going to be another double for Chris Jones.
I've got 2B, 2B, 2B for Chris Jones. Three doubles. Surprisingly, he hasn't scored either time when he's doubled. Both of them came with two outs.
I'm going to bring Blackwell to the plate.
Blackwell struck out, flew out to center field his last time. Saints go here in the top of the fifth. I wonder how much the junior righty has.
Low curve going to be high, 1-0.
You really hung that one, too.
I know.
Wow. It's really velocity-wise, he's really slowed down a little bit, Coach.
That one's going to be launched into right, and it's going to be up against the fence. So back-to-back doubles, and it's going to be 5-4 Ligoti.
Wynn took that one up against the wall, and Coach Rademacher is going to have to come talk to him. I'm not sure he's got enough bench.
Yeah, that's going to be second mound visit, and that's going to be Cam Graber. So pitching change here at Ligoti. And the Lions going to bounce back here in the top of inning number five. Back-to-back doubles with nobody out makes it 5-4. Cameron Graber in to the mound. Ames go out to left field, it looks like. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, more of the fifth inning. 5-4 Vikings. Back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lena Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Water World of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com. or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community
the
Hospital.
General, 95.9 and 1580.
And back and forth we go here at Leoti, Johnny.
5-4, Bar H still on top. The Lions lead off the top of the fifth with a couple of doubles to the wall, and that's going to chase Ainsco. Chris Jones had his third double, scored on Max Blackwell's double. So in comes senior Cameron Graber. Ainsco heads out to left field, and there's nobody out. Game reset here. Blackwell at second, unless they are pinch running. Can you tell, Coach, if they...
Yeah, I am.
I think that's Blackwell out there, so. No, there is a pinch runner out there. We'll figure it out in just a moment. Nonetheless, it's landing harder at the plate.
Cam Graber on. First offering to Hart are going to be in for a strike.
Harder takes a strike.
Next one going to be popped. Out of play, 0-2.
A Lion contingent firing themselves up. A couple interesting tips for the home plate umpire.
Next one going to be picked out of the dirt by Isaac Wagler, 1-2.
Picked by the catcher. There is a runner out there, but I can't identify him.
1-2 offering. That one's going to be lined into left field for a hit, and it's going to get through Nick Parsons all the way to the wall. And that's going to end up being a two-base error, and we're tied at 5.
Yep, base hit, E9. Harder has wheels, standing on third. Still nobody out. This is Eckerly.
This is Eckerly.
So Ainsco can't win it, but he can't lose it. He's no longer the pitcher of record. Cam Graber is. Game's tied at 5.
First one going to miss outside. And that one's going to be lined into center.
Why was he not tagging up on this?
And Harder just kind of meandered
both
down.
Both guys froze. The coach froze. Harder froze. Just absolutely frozen over there watching it, being a spectator.
So out is recorded.
Coach Arthur not real happy at his head coach. Can't be a spectator, especially if you're a coach.
That one going to be popped into right. Parsons going to grab it. We're going to have a play.
Got a gun.
At home, and Harder is out. And we are tied at 5. And a big throw from Parsons in right field, and he erases his own error.
Let's get across to Isaac Wagler there. He got cleated in the face again, Coach.
So at the end of 4.5 on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard, Leoti and Barre tied at 5. Back to Leoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather, heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with a new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a message for our military friends on Libo. Next time you're Oscar Mike, grab your Alice and beat feet just a few clicks down the road to Motel 6. Here you can bunk for buku savings. In fact, these low prices are so Sierra Hotel, you'll be more at ease when you're at ease. So even if your ETA is O-Dark 30, Motel 6 has always got your, well, your 6. Book online at Motel6.com. Baudet, out.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
2-3-4 in the order here for the Vikings, Johnny. We're tied at 5, bottom of the 5th.
Cam Graver, now the pitcher record at the plate. Took over Frank to go there in the top of the 5th. Managed to get 3 outs.
First one going to miss outside, 1-0.
They were all loud outs. One was a screamer to center. The other one was a fly out to right field, and Parsons fired home and got a double play out of it.
Next one going to be fouled off. Tap foul, 1-1.
Freshman Eckerly pitching into the bottom of the 5th here. Can't complain about his night so far. Two, three, four here. Time for Barry to do some damage, Coach.
Yep. Next one going to be fouled off. 1-2.
Those pitches have to be hit the right field. Can't pull those.
So 1-2. That one going to miss outside, 2-2. Two-two offering on its way. And Cam Graber going to send a charge in it.
Good
center
play.
Field, deep center, off the wall. And Cameron Graber going to be into second with a stand-up double. So a
see the flag. If the flag would have been moving at all, that ball would have gone out of here.
But a big leadoff double for the Vikings. Going to have Cam Graber standing at second base, and that's going to bring Gladish.
Well, Cody, Coach, staff's going to have to consider just what Barreve had to do a while ago, which is a couple of doubles that cost Ainsco. Gladish here capable of doubling.
Gladish has called strike one.
Eckerly hasn't missed the spots much. That one was right down the middle. And Cam Graber hit it off the 350 sign in dead center. Banged off the sign.
That one going to bounce past. And Cam Graber down to third base on the wild pitch.
So the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Nobody out here in the bottom of the 5th.
Now we're going to miss outside, 2-1. Next offering. Gladish going to smash it. It's going to be kept on the infield by Landon Harder, and that's going to save the run but first and third for the Vikings. And if you are Cam Graber, are you making an attempt right there, Johnny?
I have no idea why he wasn't scoring on that. That ball was in the hole. Just about got the left field, but Harder couldn't have thrown him out regardless. I guess conservative's okay with no outs.
Going on contact, you would have scored. No doubt about it.
Go to infield in now here.
It's going to bring Ains go to the plate.
They're basically going to allow Gladish to steal second base here, aren't they?
Yep.
And then will they walk Ainscoe? Gladish isn't even going.
Doesn't matter. Ainscoe's going to send one down the right field line. It's going to be fair. And the go-ahead run is going to score.
Well.
And Gladish is going to trot into third, so it's 6-5 now. Barre retakes the lead here in the bottom of the fifth.
This might be the end for Ecker. I'm not sure who Ligoti turns to next. But I'm not sure they can continue with that.
And Rich Ballard making his way out to the mound. Let's see what we got going on here, Johnny.
Cameron Graber scores on that.
And they're going to take the ball from him. And they're going to give it to Landon Harder. So pitching change here at Ligoti, 6-5 now. Vikings lead it. Bottom of the fifth. We are going to take a 60-second timeout, and when we come back, we will talk about the pitching change back to Ligoti after this one-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back to Ligoti, Les Page Field here, bottom of the fifth. Quick game reset. We have a pitching change here as sophomore shortstop Landon Harder replaces the freshman Brian Eckerly. Eckerly's going to hit the short, so they flip-flop. Eckerly responsible for 6 runs to this point. There are 2 runners on here and nobody out for Barre. At third base, Cameron Graber, and at second base, Gabe Gladish. Excuse me, Austin Ainscoe at second, Gladish at third, as Cameron Graber scored. And at the plate is Quentin Yoder. So second, third, nobody out, and Yoder at the plate.
And Yoder going to line one down the right field line. That's going to score 2 more runs. And Quentin Yoder in the second with a double. It is 8-5, Barre.
So you can close the books on Eckerly. 8 runs. 1 pitch, 2-run double for Yoder. And Harder tried to groove one, and Yoder grooved it to right field.
That'll bring Logan Knepp to the plate. The runner down at second.
Nice job by Yoder going the other direction, taking that fastball to right. Still nobody out. Yoder with a monster lead out there at second base.
And a bunt attempt.
Nobody's covering first except for Harder. Magnificent play by Harder, the pitcher.
And he's going to get over and cover it.
Great bunt, though.
Good bunt, but that's going to move Quentin Yoder up to third. And Caden Graber.
That's a sack bunt for Logan Knepp. Creates the first out. But 90 feet away again is a potential Viking run.
First pitch to him going to hit the outside corner.
Safety squeeze.
It's
safety
on.
Safety squeeze.
And he is going to be tagged out. And they tried it. And I think that may have been snuffed out by Eckerly. Or not Eckerly, but
Blackwell
down at third base.
It wasn't a suicide squeeze. It was a safety squeeze. And boy, it's tough to get the 6'4", 250 moving. It's a good bunt, but nothing Yoder could do there at the plate. Jacobs hangs on, and that's two outs.
So Caden Graber down at first. Isaac Wagler to the plate.
Had that been a suicide squeeze, it would have been an easy run.
First delivery to Isaac, going to be in for a strike. Next, we're going to hit the outside corner for called strike two.
Runner will be going here, Coach.
O2 going to miss, and bag going to be taken by Caden Graber. So 1-2 now on Isaac Wagler, but another runner down in scoring position.
The 0-2 curveball was not bad.
And Isaac going to float one down the right field line, but that one's going to float foul.
Isaac Wagler caught six innings this afternoon. He'll catch all seven tonight.
Bottom of the fifth, 8-5. Vikings, runner down at second, Isaac Wagler. Comes the 0-2 offering. And Isaac going to line one back up the middle. And they're going to try to score Caden Graber. And he is going to score without a throw. 9-5 ball read.
Huge hit.
Stop me if you've heard this before. Isaac Wagler, clutch at Lagodi.
Looks like we were in the gymnasium when we heard that a few times. In March.
And that's going to bring Nick Parsons, the number 9 hitter. And Isaac Wagler going to take off towards second, and he's going to steal it. And another runner in scoring position for our number 9 hitter, Nick Parsons.
Nick Parsons liable to do the same thing Isaac did. A lot of harder pitches are.
I don't want to make a proclamation here, but I think Mr. Jacobs, the Leota catcher, I think he may wore the worst of that bounce fastball by landing harder.
Yadier Molina.
He's in some pain right now.
Know something about that pain.
That's
to the point of surgery.
Oh my! So Coach Rodemaker going to walk in and. Talked about it the other day. It's kind of like a little ballet. It's, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? We're going to take some time.
Well, anybody that's played baseball understands how tough that is on a catcher.
And I know young Logan has only known Coach Rodemaker since he's, probably been a couple of weeks old. So. So, he's getting his bearings about him here.
Yeah, he's certainly known Logan longer than a lot of folks around here. Mr. Madison has some eyes on him.
So Parsons to the plate. He's going to nub one over. First baseman going to pick it up and beat Parsons to the bag.
The
Jabari bounces back, and they strike four times in the bottom of the fifth, and we're going to the top of the sixth on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 9, Ligoti 5. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers qualify. See dealer for details.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a message for our military friends on Libo. Next time you're Oscar Mike, grab your Alice and beat feet just a few clicks down the road to Motel 6. Here you can bunk for buku savings. In fact, these low prices are so Sierra Hotel, you'll be more at ease when you're at ease. So even if your ETA is O-Dark 30, Motel 6 has always got your, well, your 6. Book online at motel6.com. Baudet, out.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Ligoti, top of inning number 6.
6-6 for the line.
Sebastian Toy here leading off the 8 hitter.
So 8, 9, and 1 for Ligoti.
Let's not forget Cameron Graber is on in relief for these Vikings. And he is the pitcher of record, Coach.
He is the pitcher of record.
Austin Ainskill went 4-plus innings before Cameron came on to get 3 outs in the fifth. Toy, a lefty batter here.
First pitch to him, in for a strike.
Coach, what do we know about Cameron Graber?
He's a strike thrower.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
I mean, he pitches to contact, tries to keep the ball down and in the zone, and relies on his defense. 1-1 now on Toy. Next one going to be cut on and missed. Strike two.
Jalen Wildman's on deck. And Nathaniel Hart, the leadoff man, is in the hole.
1-2 offering from Cameron. Going to miss inside. 2-2 now.
See the coach, Josh Schwartzentruber, down here.
2-2, that's going to be popped. And long run is nobody going to get there. It's not out of play, but well over out of the playing field on the third base side. So 2-2 on Toy.
Both Gage Wilson and Austin Ainsco gave it their best. A lot of RE fans down the left field line, Coach. All the way down the fifth there.
So 2-2 on Sebastian Toy. That one going to be bounced over. Gladish going to pick it up, throw it across. One down here in the top of the sixth.
Just throw strikes. Jalen Wildman.
Hatchets win 4-3.
Congratulations to the Washington Hatchets, your 3A sectional champions. They knock off Gibson Southern tonight. 4-3 over at Vincennes. Congratulations to Coach Reed and the guys.
Shout out to my friend Steve Reed. Well deserved for Coach Reed and the boys.
So Wildman next to hit. First delivery to him going to be inside. Want to know on Wildman. Next one going to be bounced in, 2-0. And next one is high, so 3-0.
Sit down, maybe that'll help him find the zone. under the lights here at Les Page Field. Sectional championship action.
Next one in for a strike, 3-1. That one going to miss inside, so one out walk for Ligoti, and that's going to bring the top of the order up.
Nathaniel Hart. He's been at the plate three times, hit by pitch, strikeout looking, and an RBI base hit. Hart was gunned down at the plate. The Vikings have thrown two runners out at home to this point. Isaac Wagler back there catching, hanging on.
First pitch going to be low to him.
So, probably been a while since Cameron Graber's been on the mound. But his job right now is solely to throw strikes and let your defense do the work.
And that one going to be
nubbed into right center. Nick Parsons going to come over and make the play. And there's two down now.
And that'll bring another Wildman to the plate.
Jordan Wildman, this one. Two down here in the top of the sixth. Maybe an odd time to bring this up, but I'm just curious if Nick Parsons has ever been a pitcher, Coach. Do you know much about Nick? Because he's got one.
Not much, but he
has one.
He can throw it.
I mean, he likes to show it off out there, and right, and he's gunned one down.
First pitch going to miss outside.
It was Landon Harder he threw out there to end the fifth inning.
Next one going to be popped up and out of play. 1-1.
Sun beginning to set to the west of us.
Next, I'm going to be cut on and miss, 1-2.
We've been blessed this game, Coach, without the sun.
Well, it can shine now at
8:45
at night or whatever
and
it is.
And it is. The lights are on, but the sun is setting.
1-2, going to be tapped foul. We'll do it again right here. One, two, going to be bounced in. That's going to get past Isaac Wagler. And Wildman going to take second base, so a 2-2 count. That was a wild pitch on Cam Graber.
I've got the WP down on the score sheet. The Glover's lineup card I'm going with today.
Two, two. Going to be low, 3-2 now.
Probably a good idea to challenge Mr. Wildman with Chris Jones and his three doubles lurking on deck.
No kidding. And that one's going to be taken high. So two-out walk. Here comes Jones. Jones 3-for-3 with three doubles here so far tonight. And the first delivery going to be bounced over, and it's going to get through. And now there's going to be a play at home. There will not be a play at home. And Wildman's going to score 9-6.
I don't. Wildman scores. So a two-out walk, a couple of walks this inning. And all of a sudden, Coach, the tying run is at the plate in Max Blackwell.
Well, you knew it. The scoring wasn't done here.
Here's the deal. Blackwell has the size and capability of putting a charge into one. So Cam needs to find it out here.
There's Fish. Cut on him, man. Strike one.
Blackwell does have a double and a run scored. Actually, an RBI double.
Next offering, slow curve in. Called strike two.
Nice pitch there, 0-1. See what Cam does here, 0-2. Who to count on Blackwell. See ya.
Got it. Called strike three. So Ligoti gets one back, but a big bounce back K right there by Cam Graber. We're going to the bottom of the sixth on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 9-6, Bar Eve on top by three. Back to West Page Field after this 90-second timeout.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
results
you.
May vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back to Ligoti. Top of the order up for the Vikings here, Johnny. 1-2.
Number 36, Gage Wilson. Insurance is always good in this bottom of the six here, Coach.
Yep. First delivery to Gage. Going to hit the outside corner, called strike one.
He's got a couple of hits today. He's also walked. It's fourth time up here.
Next one going to be fouled out of play. So 0-2 on the Vikings leadoff hitter.
Harder's more of the rear back and fire variety. Eckerly was trying to paint spots. Harder's just firing it.
That one going to be bounced in, 1-2. Come on, Cameron, we need you.
Always a teacher at heart, always a coach at heart.
Cam Dog Millionaire. 1-2 offering coming to Gage Wilson. Good curve, called strike three. That froze Wilson. Now bring Cameron Graber to the plate.
Cam had his way. This game would have started an hour later at 8 o'clock. He wanted a one-hour delay. But. Madison can control that.
First delivery to Cam, going to be high, 1-0.
Cam doubled and scored in his last opportunity.
That went in for a strike, 1-1. Cam going to get a piece of that one, fouls it off. 1-2 now.
Perry Knepp sighting.
There it is.
P to the K.
That one going to be bounced back up the middle. Good play by Wildman. And he's going to throw Cam Graber out by about a step. So two up, two down. That's going to bring Gladish to the plate.
Gladish has walked, grounded out, and also singled, scored. Back in the four-run fifth. Not too late for insurance here with Ainsco on deck.
And that one going to miss inside, ball one. Little breaking ball that did not break.
In case you were curious, it's Harder, Eckerly, and Crane for Ligoti in the top of the seventh.
Next one going to miss outside. 2-0.
That looks like our last pitch there.
That one going to miss outside, 3-0. So I would say this is a dead take here, Johnny.
Yeah, 3-0. Looking for a runner here.
Oh, 3-0 cut.
I don't
know. On a miss. 3-1 now.
It was a pitch right down the middle.
A little high. That one going to hit the outside corner, 3-2. That one going to be swung on and missed. So the Vikings go in order, and we are going to the bottom of inning number 7 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 9-6 Vikings. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Are you a Beauty Club member yet? In this club, we believe there's nothing more beautiful than being real. That's why at CVS Pharmacy, your Beauty Club membership brings you real-life deals on the latest on-trend beauty obsessions. And now, when you spend $30 on beauty, you get $3 extra rewards. That's beauty in real life. Join Beauty Club today, only at CVS Pharmacy. Offer valid until June 30th. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for more details in-store or online.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the top of inning number 7, 9-6 Vikings. Landon Harder leading off for the Lions, Johnny.
On the scoreboard, yes, have 6. The Lions have 9, but that's because Bar East's home team. So the Vikings and Cam Graber need 3 outs here with a 3-run lead.
First one in for a strike, 0-1.
Landon Harder, a lefty. Pitches right, bats left. Crowding the plate.
Next one going to miss high, 1-1.
Curveball got away.
One offering. That's going to be popped into center. Caden Graber over, got it. One down here in the top of the 7th.
Big out there for Cameron Graber. Caden Graber does the honors out there in center. This is the starting pitcher turned shortstop, Ryan Eckerly. Eckerly responsible for 8 of those 9 runs. Harder came on in relief.
First pitch to Eckerly going to be fouled back, 0-1 on him. One offering on its way. Going to be poked foul and out of play. 0-2. So 2-strike count on Eckerly. Cameron Graber's next offering. Going to miss just inside.
Eckerly ducked out of the way, and that pitch just about came back across the plate. Thought it came in a little high and in. Had Eckerly fooled.
1-2. Next one from Cam. It's going to be popped into right center field. Parsons under it. Two down.
Junior Wyatt Crane will go to his last hope here as Barrie has now come within one out.
So Wyatt Crane, there you go, Devin Graber. First pitch to Crane, going to be in for a strike.
Strike one here to Wyatt Crane. Coach DeCourcy trying to fire up the Viking fans.
Next one going to be popped out of play. Two strikes on
O-2 now on Crane. Sebastian Foy awaits on deck. Cam Graber with the pitch here. And the ball's hit right back up the middle. And Wyatt Crane is going to find his way to first.
Keeping hope alive.
Cam Graber didn't have a chance to field that. I thought he might be able to get to it. Get right back up the middle, and so the Lions still alive here. Sebastian Toy at the plate, two down. Lions trail by 3-9-6. And the Vikings looking for that 21st out, Coach DeCourcy.
Ball going to be bounced over in the hole. Wilson going to pick it up, and throw going to be late.
And it's going to get away from Ross Neff.
So runner down to third, and I think that ball would have been beat out anyway, so that'll bring Wildman up.
That's infield hit.
As the tying run.
What it does do is it allows Crane to go to third. So this game is not over. Freshman Jalen Wildman at the plate.
So runners at first and third, two outs here, 9-6 Vikings.
Alex Bowling, the pinch runner. He's at first. First and third situation, two outs. Focuses on the batter, which is Wildman.
First pitch going to miss outside, 1-0.
Pitch is off the plate. Jalen Wildman here.
Next one going to be high, 2-0.
The Rodemaker
going to come out and settle his hurler down.
Just to calm down, young man, find his own. A walk will really make it interesting here as Nathaniel Hart standing in the on-deck circle.
2-0 count on Wildman. Next one going to be high, 3-0. This is a take sign for sure, I'm guessing, Johnny.
3-0 take, right down the middle.
That's one. 3-1 count now. Next one going to be foul back, 3-2.
The runner will be off there, Bowling at first. He will be off with the pitch. Full count here, Coach DeCourcy, 3-2. Cam Graber, ball four, that's low. That's low. Wildman coaxes a walk.
Bases are now loaded for the Lions.
Are low. All this is two outs.
Hart. So it has not been easy for the Vikings. Hart going to nub one foul.
And the Vikings are going to win the 2018 sectional. I thought that ball was headed out of play. No, it wasn't. The cat quick reflexes of Ross Neff, they saved the day, Johnny Mullen.
Ross Neff literally goes up against the fence on a ball that really wasn't hit hard, but he snags it out of the air, and that's a sectional title for the Bar E Vikings.
And the final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, the Vikings win it 9-6.
Bases were loaded there for Nathaniel Hart, and Ross Neff saves the proverbial day.
And they will advance to the regional to be played on Saturday.
Coach, I have a question for you. Has Bar E won lately at Lagodi?
I think they probably have. Yeah, and that'll be the sixth big picture on the wall, Johnny. And what we're going to do is I'm going to grab your headphone, and hopefully I can grab some of the people on their way over. And Vikings win it tonight, 9-6, and they claim their second sectional championship in the past 3 years. And the presentation of the trophy taking place right now. And it was interesting. Cam Graber with the first two outs recorded here in the seventh. A couple walks and a base hit. Loaded the bases for the Lions. But a little foul pop ends it. And the Vikings, sectional champions yet again. They win it tonight, 9-6. And the sectional hardware being presented right now to the seniors. So in a season where the offense has been occasionally sporadic, the Vikings score 29 runs today. And they win it over Lagodi tonight, 9-6. And the players have the hardware now. And as Albert Cavanaugh would say, that is going to be big picture number 6 for the Vikings here in 2017-2018. So regional will be right back here at Lagodi. We'll have all of the regional information. It'll be a busy regional Saturday, not only on the General 95.9, but also on WAMW 107.9, as the Hatchets also victorious tonight over at Vincennes. So a game that went back and forth. The Vikings scored first. Lagodi then tied it and took a 3-2 lead. Bar Eve went in front 5-3. Lagodi bounced right back, got two more and tied it at 5. And then the big inning was the bottom of that inning number 5. Bar Eve put a 4 spot on the board. And they win it tonight, 9-5. So, our first senior here tonight, we got our guy, our pal, our amigo, Nick Parsons. Mr. Parsons, what a day.
Oh, it's been crazy. It's been crazy. Lots of great hits. We hit the ball well today. Just a crazy game. Two crazy games, actually. I don't know. It's awesome.
29 runs today. And the ball that you hit this morning against, or this afternoon against North Davies, in your career, is that the farthest baseball that you have hit?
Yeah.
That ball was absolutely crunched. And I was so I was so I didn't want to jinx it, but I saw Aunt Linda had it posted on Facebook earlier, and I didn't watch it because I didn't want the jinx to come back for tonight. So obviously you graduate last Saturday, but how long do you want to keep putting that party uniform on?
Three more weeks.
Well, we can probably do it. Well, Nikki P, thanks for stopping by. God bless and go Vikings. And we are joined by the last inning hero, Ross Neff. Where did those reflexes come from?
See, there was foul balls going over to that side the whole game, and in my head I'm thinking, next one that comes to me, I'm not letting it get by. So, I mean, I'm deceptively quick, as you know, so I had to use it.
And the way it was kind of nubbed, I just kind of gave up on it like it was going to be it was going out of play, or it was going to, it didn't look like it was going to hang in the air that long. And then, by God, it hung up and we got it.
As soon as it came off the bat, I was ready for it.
So, did you worry about bobbling it up against the fence, or you're just sure-handed?
No, I'm going to go through that fence. I just wanted the ball.
You just wanted the ball. Well, did you get any amazing words of advice today from your dad before you played?
Not really. He was kind of silent about it. So, I think he speaks through action, the words.
All right. Well, Roscoe, congratulations, and we will catch you on Saturday. All right. We're joined by one of the stars of the day, and that's Gage Wilson. Wilson? We scored 29 runs today against two really good ball clubs. How, not that we aren't capable, but talk about doing it on the absolute best day of the year. What was it this morning? Were we just squaring the ball up that much, or was it the weather? Was it a combination?
We wanted to back to open it. We told everybody we got to get our heads up. It's cool.
So, tonight, it's 9-6, there's two outs, and then all of a sudden, Lagodi's got a bases loaded rally going. What are you thinking at that point?
I want the ball.
You want the ball. I love it.
He
made the play, and he got it done. Well, Dr. Wilson, congratulations on the win, and, man, I cannot wait until next Saturday. All right, that's Gage Wilson. And here comes my pal, my friend, my compadre, my amigo, the great Cameron Graber.
Oh, man.
Albert says this is big picture number 6 this year on the wall for the Vikings camp.
Yeah, we've had a really great year all around. I mean, volleyball, basketball, even cross country.
Academic bowl.
Yes, we did win a state championship.
It's been a great year for our sports.
You got the ball, and obviously the goal's throwing strikes, but first two outs retired kind of in order there in the bottom of the seventh, and then a couple walks and kind of a dribbler up the middle, bases loaded. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I don't want any runs to score. I was really trying to get a strikeout.
Yeah.
A blooper was good enough.
So after you had a two-ball count earlier, Coach Rodemaker came in, and he came out and just had a quick word with you. What did he say out there?
He said all I gave up was two weak ground balls. He said all I need to do is throw strikes. That I was doing just fine. And
well, Cam, God bless. Go Vikings.
God bless. Go Vikings.
We move on for one more week. We will catch you on Saturday.
Thank you. Of course, I'll see you later.
All right. Well, we are. Oh, well, that's always good. Well, joined now by my friend of years, friend of tears, Joe Rodemaker. And, Coach, there at the end of round one of your coaching tenure, you guys had some bad luck in sectional tournaments. You stock the cupboard up, you leave, we win a sectional. And now you come back, and this is 2 out of 3. Why is it so easy?
It's not easy. It's never easy. And you saw us play in April, and you know that we've come a long way from where we were on April the 20th. We replaced a bunch of people from a year ago. We had some people with some playing time, but there's a difference between having playing time and being the middle of the order. And our players have responded, and I need to give credit to our players for getting better. But I also need to give folks credit to ours. We have 6 people on our coaching staff, and we're all in the same direction, and everybody treats it like it's their own. It's not Rodemaker's ball club. It's our ball club, and that's the way we play. And that's the way the other guys coach, and it makes a difference because we're getting better because players are getting better.
And obviously you have a little bit of an extended basketball season, and then you have a bad beginning of April, and then at Bar Eve, you know, you think you get some good footing, and then you get a senior trip thrown in there.
Right.
But it seems like as the weather has gotten warmer and better in May, the better and better we've got.
Yeah, and the better that we have swung the bats, the better the other part of the game has gotten, because there's not so much pressure on the other parts of the game because we're having good at-bats. And we hope that continues for several more weeks.
That 20 spot that we hang on North Davies this morning, in your career that spans – over four decades, rate that offensive performance against a team like that.
That was outstanding. I mean, we were, if they were going to throw a pitch over the plate this afternoon, we were ready and we did it. We had nine people that were locked in this afternoon. So it makes the game a lot easier when you put some runs on the board.
Well, and you think things are a little harder to come by, and we hang another nine spot up tonight. I mean, 29 runs on a day that you need it the most.
You mentioned basketball. I mean, it's the same thing. If you struggle to score, it's difficult to win some games. Whenever the ball goes to the basket, the other parts of the game seem to come along with it. That's really where we are with hitting the ball. So.
Coach Albert's going to grab you guys and get you in a picture in no time. But,
right.
Hey, congratulations. We'll see you on Saturday.
Okay.
That was the coach, Joe Rademacher. Look at these three. Holy cow. The juniors coming over. We got Isaac Wagler, we got Gabe Gladish, and boys, 29 runs today. Where did that come from?
Saved them all up, is that what you said? And I guess you're right, we'd have to save them all up because we didn't hit what they have throughout most of the season, but I've really been hitting the machines hard lately in the gym, and it's finally paid off.
Isaac, literally, you got the crap kicked out of you tonight at home plate. A couple of good tags. What are you thinking right there when you know you're going to get, there's going to be a collision?
I don't know. You've got to sacrifice your body for the team. It's what you want the hardware for, right?
I guess it is. Now, that home run you ended this morning's game for, or this afternoon against North Davies, is that the ball that you hit the farthest in your life?
Probably, yeah. No doubt.
I mean, were you feeling it when you came up? Now, I will tell you guys a story. When it's 14-8 today against North Davies, we're standing back here. We got your grandpa, Elmer Lee. We got Travis Madison. And you're hitting, Gabe. And there's a runner on base. And Madison looks out at you. He points at center field. And he gives the home run signal. Next pitch, guess what happens? Bomb. Bomb. So, next week, next Saturday, what are we thinking? What do we know? Who do we want to play? Do we even care? Anything can happen, Gabe. Who you want? You don't care. You just want to play. All right. Well, fellas, I know Albert's going to cram you up, get you a picture. You know, you may want to talk to the guy in the black shirt. You probably don't have to, but whatever. And, boys, love you both. See you on Saturday.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Isaac Wagler, Gabe Gladish, and they, with outstanding efforts tonight, lead the Vikings to their second sectional championship in 3 years, and they win it tonight over Lagodi 9-6. Well, I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time tonight. And Bar Reeve just continues one of the most stellar athletic seasons that we have ever had in our school's history. Yet another sectional championship here tonight, and the Vikings 9-6 winners over Lagodi. We will have regional information for you as we head into the weekend. Of course, it'll be the Hatchets, the 3A sectional champions. They will be in the regional. Of course, Bar Eve will be right back up here at Lagodi on Saturday in the regional round. So thanks to Andy Morrison for keeping us basically on air, online, on time, helping us through technical difficulties, all the work that he put in on his Memorial Day. And for my partner, John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy, Vikings sectional champions. They win it tonight over Lagodi 9-6. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMW AMFM.com.
Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, The Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, The Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.